231 PL 1975. Specific the time, date, location, or dial information, and to the extent known to agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin board. Municipal website providing a copy to the official newspaper of the township and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minute. The township continued to use the telephone meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment center. In order to make sure a clear record to the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please press star 9 in order to raise your hand to speak. We will unmute the member of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear a notification that you have been unmuted. It is that time that you should begin to ask any question you may have. You will have the 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of the which you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or question, the township council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor office during the normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual line, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you dial in on separate lines so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individual may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to the 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments will be limited to 3 minutes of the reading. Thank you in advance for your patience, and we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Ms. Reeder, may I roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Khan?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilwoman McCollum? Councilman Erin?
Here.
Council President Shaw?
Yes.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Theater, the Township Clerk.
Thank you. We have a flag of salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
to the republic,
to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God,
indivisible,
liberty,
with liberty,
and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, number 5, a comment from administration and council regarding for adjournment of any matter on this agenda. Look like none. Okay, number 6, open to the public. Okay, if you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you to make your comments. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President Shaw, I do have comments that were emailed to me 48 hours prior to the meeting that I would like to read.
Okay, go ahead.
This is from Ann Bastian of 113 Fountain Avenue. And it's with regard to an agenda item she refers to in her email as 9J. That's been changed to item 9I, resolution authorizing return of escrow fees, M&M Realty Partners, LLC, Block 5701, Lot 2, 1690 South Washington Avenue. And here are her comments. Does return of escrow fees to M&M Realty mean that the application to rezone this farmland property for a warehouse development, which has been before the zoning board, has one, withdrawn, two, tabled, three, approved, Please let residents know what the status of this proposal is now, including any information regarding the NJDEP review of the application for freshwater wetlands waiver. Is the council aware that there is community opposition to siting two warehouses on the 1690 South Washington property because of negative environmental impacts on neighboring properties, which include the Randolphville Elementary School, the Lake Nelson Residential Community, and the long-promised ecological park at the former Halper Farm across the street? That's the end of the comment.
Thank you.
Mr. Dacey, were you going to reply to that?
The only thing to clarify on what we're on tonight is all that I'm going to discuss is the that the escrow that we're releasing tonight is for a project that was proposed in 2016. It was a mixed-use project that is not moving ahead, so we're returning whatever funds are left in their escrow account, and it has nothing to do with their current application. And since the application is in front of a board, there's really no reason for me to discuss that at this meeting. Okay, it looked like phone number 7604, last four digit. Please state your name and address.
Good evening. It's Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. On the consent agenda, I was wondering if you could elaborate on item O, which is a resolution authorizing a settlement agreement with Lawrence Halper and C&L Farms. Thanks.
Hi, this is Raj Kumar, the township attorney. I can respond on that one. That's a side settlement with specifically just Mr. Halper in regard to a long dispute in regard to his relocation costs and also township reimbursement for relocating some of his equipment that he didn't move himself.
So there is no raise hand. I will close the call, public portion. Okay, go for number seven, ordinance first reading, amending chapter seven, traffic section 14, parking prohibited, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Siddhar, please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, Parking Prohibited at All Times on Certain Streets in the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 23rd day of March, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you. Do I offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, Ms. Cedar, it's a roll call, please.
Sure. That was a second by Councilman Bullard. So I'm taking the roll call vote. Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Number eight, ordinance first reading to exit the municipal budget appropriation limit and establish a cap bank resolution adopting ordinance. Please read the cedar. Read the audience, please.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Calendar Year 2021 Ordinance to Exceed the Municipal Budget Appropriation Limits and to Establish a Cap Bank, NJSA 48:4-45.14, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 23rd day of March, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Fitter. Okay, number nine, consent agenda. Okay, sorry. Do I offer?
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Second?
Second, Councilman Bullard.
Yes, Mr. Roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Okay, so move to number nine, consent agenda. Okay. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The material for this item have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any item that the council would like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Look like no comments from official. Please, can I offer, please?
Offer, Councilman Khan.
Khan, second.
Second.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Ms. Roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Okay. That turned into item number 10. Announcement and comment from official. Councilman Mr. Jim Bullard, any comments?
Yes, just a quick comment here. Some of you know, Ms. Chanel's birthday is this week. And I would like to wish her happy birthday. And I want to tell her that, you know, when she gets to be her age, over 30, she's going to be in the third portion of her lifestyle. So happy birthday.
Thank you. Ms. Gabriel.
Thank you, Council President Shaw. I would like to also wish our council member, Chanel McCollum, a very happy birthday and hoping that she is celebrating with her family this evening. I would like to remind folks about when we have weather events, parking, do not park on the streets. Our wonderful DPW has been hard at work. Needs for folks to pay attention to that when there is a snow event, to keep your cars off the streets so that they can plow. I can certainly say that they have done a fabulous job. We certainly know here in the administration and the council how much work that they have put into it. And I would like to, again, thank them for all of their efforts during these weather events. And remind folks, I believe we've communicated out on social media multiple times, Little League is right around the corner. So let's get excited about some warmer weather, getting our kids out and playing. And I want to thank you, Councilman Shaw, for the time.
Thank you, Ms. Kevin. Councilman Steve Kahn, please.
The only comment I have is I want to echo my colleagues' sentiments of happy birthday to Chanel. I think she is 30, Jim. I think she's 30 today.
Thank you, Steve. Councilwoman Michelle Lombardi.
Happy birthday to Chanel. And I'd also like to acknowledge a citizen, Ashley Overeem, who has been assisting with some of our senior citizens with getting their COVID vaccinations scheduled and helping them with some of their computer problems, trying to get them appointments. So I'd like to acknowledge her. Someone brought that to our attention. At this time, she has helped 83 people and she's looking to hopefully hit the number of 100. So I would like to commend her for helping our seniors out with trying to get their COVID vaccine appointments. So she's a hometown hero in my book because there are many people that need help trying to get their appointments. So thank you to Ashley Overeem. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Councilman Franklin.
Well, the only comment I have is happy birthday, Chanel. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Chanel, and I'll just support the echo with my colleagues. And one more thing, on the snow time, when you move your car from your driveway, please clean the car before you start the driveway. Because sometimes on top of the car, if there is a snow, it's danger when you drive, it fly to somebody's windshield, and an accident happens. So make sure you clean your car and do not park on the street. And the DPW have a great job this week. I have a lot of phone calls and they really appreciate for their job. Thank you. Mayor Brian Waller.
Very briefly, Council President, pertaining to the inoculations, I just wanna, when the county gets a more sufficient amount of doses, obviously the Erickson site will be opened up as an inoculation site. So when they get more sufficient, we'll let everybody know. Thank you.
Yes. Is there a temp?
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Thank you. Township Attorney Rajiv Guru.
Nothing tonight other than happy birthday, Chanel.
Thank you. Okay. item number 11, agent session for March 9, 2021, resolution authorized award for bid of Second Avenue improvement phase 1 and 2, bid opening February 2021. Any comment or question? And none. Resolution authoring award of bid New Market Lake Park area improvement phase 4 bid opening February 25th, 2021. Any question or comments?
Council President, this is Councilwoman Cahill. I just wanted to ask the mayor, what are the additional improvements we're doing over there? I know we've talked about this before, but for this specific item, just so we can have it out there for folks to know.
Okay, thank you, Councilwoman. This is the, if you're coming down Stoughton Road and you come to the New Market Pond at the T intersection, there will be a handicap step down ramp to go down towards the pond. And then we're also going to be retrofitting the parking lot that's to the right there. So it'll be all handicap accessible. And I believe a small little gazebo there too. It's a beautification project.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, resolution authoring award of bid 2021-2022 landscape maintenance of township property, bid opening February 25th, 2021. Any comment or question? Okay, none. Resolution authoring return of engineering and inspection fee, block 8504, lot 43.02, 1327-1341 Stoughton Road. Any comment or question? Look, none. Resolution accepting and adopting the Central Jersey Municipal Joint Insurance Fund 2021's Safety Incentive Program. Any question or comments?
I'm surprised she's not calling up about the JIF. I'm surprised.
Okay, resolution authoring award of bid 2021-2022 property maintenance service of code enforcement custom care service incorporation not to exceed 104,400. Any comment or question? Look like none. Do I offer?
Yes.
Okay, now item number 12, open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it's your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question. Please state your name and address, please.
Hello, I'm Sid Madison. I live at 176 Blackford Avenue in Piscataway. My subject is one that I covered in probably November of 2019, and it was kind of tabled. It's about sending a resolution to the governor about enacting a moratorium on fossil fuel infrastructure. After that issue was raised at that meeting in 2019, I talked with the mayor and the business manager. At that time, my recall, and this is more than a year ago, the problem that they had was there was a project on the Rutgers campus that might be a problem. That does not seem to be a problem to me at this point, because the proposal is has to do with infrastructure, not particular projects that are using existing infrastructure. In any case, I plan to send about a one-page explanation of why this should happen to the clerk, and ask the council members to read it before the next meeting, and I will make myself available by phone to answer any questions. Is that a reasonable approach?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'll send the one page right up to the clerk, and be attentive to any calls that I get, and I'll see you at the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Phone number 2970, please state your name and address, please.
Bill Irwin, 233 Ellis Parkway, Piscataway, New Jersey. Good evening, members of the council. I hope you're all doing well, and a happy birthday to Councilwoman McCollum. As I'm sure you're aware, the approximately 24-acre parcel of land at 1690 South Washington Avenue has been the subject of some discussion recently, as there is currently a request pending at the zoning board to change the zoning classification of the property from its current zoning of rural residential 1 to a zoning that, with some additional variances, would allow a large warehouse to be constructed on the property. Now, to my knowledge, the zoning board is not obligated to grant this request, and were the zoning board to deny the request, the land would remain zoned for rural residential. So I've given the matter some thought, and I believe there's a win-win solution here that I hope the council will consider. I know that the council has expressed many times your desire to preserve open space in Piscataway, and this property is one of the largest parcels of open space remaining. I also understand that in certain instances, you have found that it would be cost prohibitive for the township to acquire property due to high market valuations. Now, I think there's certain unique attributes of the property at 1690 South Washington that present us with an opportunity to accomplish the goal of open space preservation at very low relative cost. Now, for tax purposes, the property is currently assessed as Class 3B farmland with an assessed value of $3,400 and annual taxes of $8,163. Now, the last time it was assessed as vacant land was in 2015, when it was assessed at $867,800, implying a market value of $892,000. So assuming a 4% year-over-year increase in value compounding annually for the last 5 years, that would put the current implied value of the land at roughly $1.1 million or $45,000 an acre. Now, that's a massive discount to the value of certain sales made recently for the purposes of industrial development, and that discount provides an opportunity to preserve open space. Now, the economic reason for the discount is sound, and it remains persistent provided there is no change in zoning. My understanding is that the prospective developer themselves testified before the zoning board that their original plan to develop the property for residential use was not economically viable because of the characteristics of the site, and that without a change in zoning to allow for warehouses to be constructed, they would not be able to move forward on any development. So that would imply that if the zoning board does not change the zoning, there will not be development on that property, neither residential nor commercial, because it would not be economically viable. And that lack of development would continue regardless of who owned the property, which in and of itself would represent a de facto preservation of open space. Now, in such a situation, it would be entirely reasonable for the land to carry a market valuation in line with its previously assessed value as vacant land, at which point the township could, at its discretion, seek to purchase the land for the purpose of permanent preservation of open space and do so in a very cost-efficient manner. So it's for that reason that I hope the council will encourage the zoning board to not change the zoning of 1690 South Washington Avenue. Opportunities like this to accomplish stated public policy goals at massive savings to taxpayers do not come along very often, and I hope you avail yourselves of this opportunity to the benefit of us all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Hi, this is Raj Kumar, Township Attorney. Just wanted to point out, the valuation of the property, unless we can actually get the property owner to sell it to us, doesn't apply in eminent domain we have to provide highest and best use for the property. So it's basically, we would have to pay the value of a hypothetical development on top of the property. So any fair market value calculated from its current assessment wouldn't really apply. And it would be a substantially higher price if the township went and had to do eminent domain. Thank you.
Raj, this is Councilman Khan. I don't know if you know the answer to the question, but do you know, I mean, this, I know the property was originally owned by somebody who then passed away and it went to his estate. Do you know what it was sold to the developer for? You know that they paid for it?
I don't have that information offhand, sorry. Councilman Khan.
Considerably more than $1 million or $2 million that were mentioned by the last speaker, I assume. Am I correct?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it was.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Now, if you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it's your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comments. The councilor administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question. Okay, there is no reason. I want to close the public portion. Now, I want to number 13, arrangement. Do I have an offer?
Councilman Lombardi.
Do you have a second?
Second, Councilwoman
Khan. All in favor, say aye.
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 None. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Have a good day, everyone.
Okay, good night.
Goodbye.